From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Anti-Iranian government protests entered a third day and were met with counter-protests in the capital of Tehran. The protests occurred as Iranian authorities issued another warning Saturday against illegal gatherings. Protesters say they are fed up with the country's stagnant economy and rampant inflation. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump continues to condemn the arrests of peaceful protesters through Twitter, tweeting excerpts from a speech he delivered to the United Nations General Assembly in September. Trump criticized the Iranian government, charging it has long oppressed the Iranian people.
The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change. And other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most.
Thousands have participated in the 3 days of protests across Iran. China says it's not facilitating oil shipments to North Korea, which would be a violation of United Nations Security Council sanctions. This a day after President Trump accused China of doing so. Despite China's insistence, these sanctions are being enforced. Doubts persist in the U.S., South Korea, and Japan that loopholes continue to exist. A bomb blast this week in a Russian supermarket is apparently the work of the Islamic State. The group claimed responsibility for the attack that injured at least 13 people. A suspect is now in custody. For all the latest news, 24 hours a day, please visit us at voanews.com and also on Facebook and Twitter. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. George Weah gave his first public address as Liberia's president-elect Saturday, telling potential investors that the nation is open and ready for business and calling on Liberians who live abroad to come home.
We will build on the institutional gains made under Manan Salif to improve the lives of our people. We will build a new institution where necessary to protect rights and foster inclusion among all our people.
The former international soccer star spoke at Coalition for Democratic Change Party headquarters, where he vowed to tackle corruption and asked members of his party to applaud the Liberians who elected him. The United States is preparing to shift its approach in Syria, pledging to help with the initial recovery following the collapse of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says contractors and diplomats will be sent to eastern Syria to help stabilize the country.
When you bring in more diplomats, they're working that initial restoration of services. They bring in the contractors. There's international money that's got to be administered. That is a diplomat's job. The military would move them around, make certain they're protected.
Mattis did not share a timeline for when diplomats and other civilian personnel would arrive in Syria. Funeral services were held in Egypt Saturday, a day after a gunman opened fire outside a church south of Cairo and at a nearby Christian-owned store, killing nearly a dozen people. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
The death toll climbing to 11 people. She had three girls, shouts one woman, as mourners gathered to pay their respects. Authorities say the gunman first opened fire at a Christian-owned shop, killing two people, before moving on to a church in southern Cairo, where the deadly rampage continued. Islamic State has now claimed responsibility for Friday's attack, but so far hasn't provided any evidence for the claim. The shooter, who was wounded and arrested, has been identified, and authorities say he's carried out several attacks since last year. Among those dead, a police officer who witnesses say died while trying to close the church gate to stop the gunman from getting in. Islamic militants have claimed several attacks on Egypt's Christian minority in recent years, including two bombings in April and a 2016 blast at Cairo's largest Coptic cathedral that killed 28 people. Police are stepping up security measures around churches ahead of Coptic Christmas celebrations in January.
The New York Times is reporting the investigation into possible connections between Russia and Donald Trump's presidential campaign began after a tip-off from Australia. Trump advisor George Papadopoulos allegedly told Australia's top diplomat in Britain that Moscow had incriminating dirt on Hillary Clinton. Australia later informed the FBI. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA
That's
News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.